Blog Talk Radio.
Now this is an upgrade. And away we go. Hey, what's up? Get used to this.
The best way to see the world is to experience it with travel upgrades and private events from Chase Sapphire Reserve. Chase, make more of what's yours.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
this is the product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. That was Tia with California Dreamin', and Brother O is from California, and I'm sure he loves a tribute to his state. We do have to thank Brother O. Today we're going to be discussing how to be a better person in 2023. Before we begin, I want to say thanks to everyone for supporting my show. I want to especially thank the ONE Dynasty family for all of their support, as well as the support I received from Brother O. I thank you for giving me this opportunity, Brother O, to share my point of view. I want to take a moment to mention again to you all what my show, Breaking the Silence, is all about. It's about healing and creating a sacred space for women and men. This show is, again, about women and men healing, making healthy choices after being oppressed. We are all here to step outside of the oppression and trauma, accept the power that is yours naturally, and we're here to give each other permission to be spiritual and to create our loving and creative reality. The men are here likewise. They're here for healing and also to find their perspective and fulfill their spirituality. Therefore, we're here at this time and space to understand and clarify our own identity as we need to turn to one another to do that. And we do that here by discussing some difficult topics. I'd like to begin today with a quote by Laura Deschain. Be the person who breaks the cycle. If you were judged, choose understanding. If you were rejected, choose acceptance. If you were shamed, choose compassion. Be the person you needed when you were hurting, not the person who hurt you. Vow to be better than what to heal instead of becoming bitter so that you can act from your heart and not from your pain. Most of us want to be a better person, whether at home or in the office, at work, or when we're running errands. Most of us want to love and be loved. The problem is, I think most of us don't know where exactly to start. I realized years ago I wasn't always loving and kind in my daily interactions. Over the past couple of years, I've become a much better person, and I'm continuing to work on myself. Here are a few things I've been implementing in my daily routine to become more loving and nurturing on a daily basis, and I'm hopeful that this list will be as helpful to you as it was for me to create. 1, think before you speak. Words carry a lot of weight. Also, it's always better to take a couple extra seconds to think about the impact of your words before you say them out loud. Loving words resonate in the psyche and help us maintain our friendships as well as family bonds. I don't know about you, but I have relatives that do not think before they speak. It's like they have no filter. It's as if they don't care about the family bonds. Well, I do. So in retrospect, I'd like to always, always, always encourage everybody in my family as well as your family to think before they speak so that you can continue those bonds. Embrace change is 2. Change helps everyone to grow as individuals. Instead of resisting change, try to be open to try new things, even if it scares you a little bit. For example, you may become nervous about meeting new people and making new friends, but you might discover a new destiny in the process. Besides embracing change, you should also advocate for positive change. You could start with yourself. You could improve the way you eat, the way you exercise, which would make you both happier and healthier. You may need to help your family change, and you can embrace that. In order to become a better person, you have to be willing to change. I know I went vegan, about 1.5 years ago, and that was a difficult change for me, and my family did not embrace me at all in that change. But I was able to help them a little bit. Now most of the family dinners are over here. I cook non-vegan food and vegan food, and now they're at least trying to eat more a more healthy diet. The African-American diet, I can say as a former nurse, It's not the healthiest diet in the world. But we suffer from so much hypertension and heart disease and things like that because we eat a high-fat diet. So if we can embrace those changes, that is beneficial to us in the long run. Number three, be grateful. Research suggests those who have gratitude journals are more optimistic and feel better about their lives. Additionally, those with gratitude are less envious of people and are more willing to help others and can prevent health concerns such as coronary artery disease. Have an attitude of gratitude. The Dalai Lama in the 1994 book entitled The Path to Enlightenment on page 105 mentions that our enemies provide us with precious opportunities to practice patience and love. We should all have gratitude towards them. This is an interesting perspective to have. This is where we often show impatience towards each other. Can you imagine having gratitude against an enemy? That's true enlightenment. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Maul Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. The fourth thing I'd like to mention is do the right thing. As adults, we should definitely know the difference between right and wrong. Let's say you're friends with someone and you don't keep your word. You really don't need someone to remind you that you should keep your word. You know that it's your responsibility and that it's not fair to leave your friends in a bind because you can't accept responsibility and be accountable for your actions. Being honest is key. Being honest with yourself and others helps to maintain healthy relationships. Doing the right thing is also difficult in families. I'm bringing up family so much because we had a lot of family issues at my family gathering this year. People were having a lot of difficulty speaking to each other because of some past hurts or some angst about something that someone said or did when they were much younger, and they carried that with them. And instead of the other person apologizing, they just harbored this resentment back and forth. And sometimes it's just difficult, but we can stand up and do the right thing and apologize for what it is that we've done to offend the other person. Number five, use your strength. Remember, your skills and talents are a gift. Don't let them go to waste. If you know how to write poetry, then do that. Write about your pain, write about your happiness and forgiveness, and most of all, share it with other people. It will bring joy to you and the people in your life. Someone just recently asked me to write a poem. It's not happening, but I understand the sentiment. I'm more of a journaler. I can write down my feelings and things like that in a journal, but I'm not very good at poetry. That's not my strength. But I do understand that if you write about things, it does come out and it does show the positivity that you're bringing to people. Next is address your weaknesses. Speaking of me not being able to write poetry, at the same time, you should always be aware of your weaknesses. This is another way to help you grow as an individual. Take time to make a list of your weaknesses and set goals to work on them. For example, most people have difficulty taking criticism. I realize this. Try to remember that criticism is often not personal, but we make it personal with our reactions to it. Next, take small steps toward improving yourself. Practice the improvement that was suggested to you, and finally, accept the fact that you will never be perfect. So don't take yourself too seriously. Learn to admit and address your weaknesses and then find ways to make them better. Someone once said to me, why do angels know how to fly? And the answer is because they take themselves so lightly. So I think in that vein, we should learn to take ourselves lightly when we're subjected to looking at our weaknesses. Number seven, take care of yourself. Exercise, eat healthy, get enough sleep. You've heard this advice a million times before. But taking care of yourself is one of the best ways to make yourself a better person. I can speak from experience. I was very heavy at one point, and I lost a total of, I think, 45 pounds. And it actually increases your self-esteem and your confidence. Not only will you be happier and more productive, your loved ones and colleagues will also appreciate it, and they will definitely notice. So please, take care of yourself. Being a nurturing person is on purpose is number 8. That doesn't mean you have to bend over backwards for people. It does mean helping an elderly person with their groceries, for example. I was in the grocery store the other day, and there was this elderly person trying to package her groceries up, and everyone was so exasperated in the line that she couldn't move as quickly as we wanted her to. So I just walked up and helped her with her groceries. She was very happy and obliging that I took the time to help her with her groceries, and it made me feel good to do something nice. So opening doors for others is another example. Treating a friend to lunch because they're always there for you. Listening to a friend when their relationship has ended, or just plain just being there. Just be nurturing on purpose. Number 9, pay attention to others. It feels great when someone asks how your day went, doesn't it? And they are genuinely interested. Try to do the same thing for other people. Even if you have to write down reminders on your calendar, it can make all the difference in the world to someone when you follow up with them on the important event and asking about something important. Speaking of important events, I think it is Ava Holly's birthday. So happy birthday, Ava. I'm reminded of a quote by Socrates. Strong minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Weak minds discuss people. I'm going to say that again. The quote by Socrates is, strong minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and weak minds discuss people. So we have to decide what kind of people we want to be in 2023, and we have to pay attention to others in that process. Number 10, being wasteful. Waste is a problem in our culture. Waste is in everything. It's in food. It's in water. It's in gas. It's in electricity. Doing our part, no matter how small it may seem, can really be important for the environment, and this includes your home environment as well. Well, we have a track next by international internet DJ legend, Brother O.
Where the wind don't change, nothing in the Everything on this deck that you could ever possibly make. I took what you gave, but you never noticed that I was in vain. I knew what I wanted, I went out and got it. Did all the things that you said that I wouldn't. I told you that I would never be forgotten. And all this but you.
The product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Today, we're discussing how to be a better person in 2023, and we have caller 1 in queue. Caller, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hey, Peach Mo, how you doing? My tribal name is Huni Bakatun, and my pen and stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. Currently calling
from. Huni.
Likewise, good to hear your tone of voice as well, and here you come with one of those subjects, you know. Make you want to call in and press 1.
Thank you.
Always. Tonight? Look. Let me do my plug right quick.
Sure.
I'm the host of We Will Aware You, one of the many hosts that we have here at our great company. My next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, will be February the 9th, and I'll be speaking about a rude awakening. Playtime is over, inspired by real and current events and a gunshot to the head.
Oh, wow. Really
encourage you. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Every time I plan on a spiritual world wanting to lay into the white power structure for all the hell that they have put the originals through, here comes, and check out Mission Planet Earth. I did a 3-part series to try to warn us, just because everyone who looks like us aren't not necessarily us. Okay, so, you know, we really got to keep that in mind, all right? So now, I know other people probably want to call in, so I want to share with some good news for you, okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, for the first time in Orne Dynasty history, we celebrate the 9th linear consecutive all-time connection record, as we congratulate Mo Garman on your 6th WBNN all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Wow, thank you. All right.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Thank
I'm
you very
much. I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay.
Now, first, before Huni Bakatun goes, you know, he's been here since 2017, and in those almost 6 years, he's never seen it. And we have someone like Antonio Bassett with me for 10 years, and we have never seen it. And that's during the golden era, the pioneer era, and now what we're doing. We have never had 9 straight, linear, all-time connection records. You know, and for the first time in a long time, okay? Again, since the first time since 2019, we have swept a week. All 6 of our shows have performed championships. We all need Dynasty, baby. The best has ever done it.
My dog, speak on it. Speak on
all
it.
All right, brother. That's right. Okay. Again, today we're discussing how to be a better person in 2023, and we were on I think we just spoke about number 10, which was being wasteful. And we said that waste is a problem in our culture, and we waste things. We waste food, water, gas, electricity, and doing your part, no matter how small it may seem, can be really important to the environment and includes our home environment as well. We have caller 2 in queue. Caller 2, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, Mo. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good. You know, I'm listening to you. I love your voice, first of all. I just love it. It just puts me in, like, a very serene place. You touched on a few of my poems, and then you talked about poetry. I'd love to read some of my poetry, if it's okay with you.
Absolutely, it's fine, yes.
What I would like to do, though, is I'm going to grab just a few little snippets from, like, 3 different poems, because you talk, it'll touch base on what you said. So one of the poems is called Choose Wisely. One is called Integrity.
Yes.
Okay, and one is abuse. So I'm going to start with this. A healthy outlook begins with you. A life fulfilled is up to you, too. A healthy diet is where you start, but a healthy mind is the major part. Remove from your diet all sugar, my friend. All processed foods kill in the end. Try being vegan or mostly greens. Veggies will heal even unhealthy genes. So that's one part of it, because I heard you talk about food, and, you know, I'm also vegan, you know, for like 32 years, and I'm a vegan chef and a nutritional health coach. So when I heard you talk about that, I smiled. So now, you are involved in being abused. It's time you are heard. Stop being confused. There is so much help if you want it to end. You do have a choice. Please speak it, my friend. There is help out there. Ask now. Please don't wait. Reach out to someone now before it's too late. Seek out the Lord. He's not far away. If you ask him for help, he can save you today. So that's just a little piece of the ending of that poem, because I want everyone to know they can be heard and they can be helped.
Exactly.
Now,
wow, wonderful.
Right? Now I want to read some integrity, because you're talking about being a better person and doing the right things, and that's super important. So this is the poem Integrity. Do you even know how to be true to yourself and others? I'm asking you. If you look in the mirror, do you like what you see, or do you shy away, or are you like me? I don't try to be someone I'm not. I do not pretend to have more than I got. You see, to me, what does matter most are people in general. So please don't you boast on how great you are with all of your loot and the things that you have with that horn that you toot. Because if you don't share with people in need, you become your own king filled with anger and greed. I do love the Lord. He made me this way. He taught me my worth and how to live each day. Do you have integrity? Do you really not care whose feet you step over? Life just seems unfair. What will it take to get back what we had? Because the way we were treating people is disgusting and sad. It doesn't seem to me that people want to change. They'd rather go through life like on a firing range. Because in the end, which we all will see as we take our last breath, who do you want to be? That horrible guy, the liar, the thief, or the guy they all trusted? They're left with this grief. So make a choice on who to be. I hope you choose wisely on who you should be. I just wanted to share that with you based on what
you
were saying, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think you're awesome. Well, I think you're awesome. And
thank
I congratulate
you.
You're
not so
you
bad yourself,
your
dirty jewel. Thank you.
No, I congratulate you on your award tonight. And I also want to just say, keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart, because people need you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. That was Jerry Petito, the Jersey Jewel. Today, this is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. And today we're discussing how to be a better person in 2023. Another thing that we can do, number 11, is to be curious. Some researchers have found curiosity can help strengthen relationships. They research everything, don't they? It keeps your brain stimulated, lessens anxiety, keeps you happy, and helps you to learn. Even uninteresting subjects help you to learn. I have a friend recently tell me that he's curious about people in general. Curiosity helps us unveil new knowledge and ideas. It helps us to be flexible in our thinking. Too often we get stuck in our rut of what we know. I'm speaking here of myself and my personal experiences with some, quote, religious people and their beliefs. I'm speaking of my family and what I have, what my experiences are. When you're not open to anything other than your own opinions, you lack curiosity, and it leaves you closed off to other people. That's what I'm noticing. I can't say all religious people are like that, but the ones in my family are. Some of these religious people I'm referring to come across as know-it-alls, and they push the very people away they're trying to attract. So my advice is to be open-minded. Be curious about others and what makes them tick. Be curious and embrace the love. Number 12, forgive yourself and others. We all make mistakes. Sometimes it's you who made the mistake, and sometimes those mistakes really sting. I know I've made some in my lifetime, some life-changing mistakes. However, instead of devoting my energy holding on to the mistake and feeling guilty, you need to forgive yourself, forgive the other person involved, and focus on the future. Remember, revenge is no good for your health, and the best revenge is your success and happiness. Also, there's a difference between holding someone accountable for their actions and being vengeful. You can hold another accountable and forgive them. Forgiveness is for you, not for them. Holding on to anger can make you sick. We'll discuss in more detail in a few minutes. In the meantime, let that sink in. I need to say that because on my show we discussed some difficult topics. We talked about different types of abuse and things like that. And I am saying that forgiveness is for you, not for them. And I am saying that you can still hold another accountable and forgive them. It can be done. Number 13. Don't be impatient. When we get impatient, we get aggravated and may do things we later regret. Ask yourself this. How would you feel if you yelled at your child because you were in a rush? By practicing patience, you'll not only make better decisions, you'll feel better about yourself every day. I know this is a difficult one for me because I live with my autistic niece, and she teaches me patience on a daily. There are times I sit back and I just shake my head and I'm like, obviously I need to learn patience. So I don't yell, I don't scream, but I do practice patience. We have a track next by international internet DJ legend, Brother O.
falling, I'm the youth. Hey, I am the greatest. Hey, this is the proof. Hey, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues. Hey, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort. I fell twice before, my bounce back was special. Let downs will get you, and the critics will test you. But the stronger survive, another scar may bless you.
Don't give up.
No,
don't give up.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. 3MQ. Caller, can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm doing well. I'm just tuning in. I just got off my old podcast myself. So I'm tuning into yours, but also just Brother O wanted me to make an announcement, so I guess I'll make that announcement if that's okay with you.
That's fine, but you need to introduce yourself. So you are.
Most definitely. My name is Frederick Beattie. I am the newest intern for WBNN, and I'll be starting on February 17th.
Okay.
I'm actually excited to be a part of this team and part of this. I feel like that's what I can do. I feel like I'm at home already. So I appreciate Brother O for giving me this opportunity and this chance, and also just want to just sit back and listen to you and support you as well.
Well, thank you.
Quite welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
What's your announcement?
That was it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the newest intern for WBNN, starting on the 17th of February.
What is your name again, sir?
Frederick Beattie.
Okay. I'll have to tune in. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. The next thing we're going to be discussing today are how to be a better person in 2023. And one of the things that we were talking about was don't be impatient. And the next thing, number 14, is to be yourself. When you're authentic, you'll be more focused. You'll build courage. You'll establish your own identity. And you will be able to define your values and beliefs. Being authentic is not about you pushing your agenda on others. It's about knowing who you are and feeling good in your own skin. Next, number 15 is pointing fingers. In the words of author and motivational speaker Jack Canfield, remember, you and you alone are responsible for maintaining your energy. Give up blaming, complaining, and excuse making, and keep taking action in the direction of your goals, however mundane or lofty they may be. Part of life is growing up and becoming a better person each and every day. What steps are you working on to improve your life? That's the question. When I had my family gathering for the holidays, I mentioned earlier my family's going through a little bit of a turmoil right now, and I read this poem called On Group Dynamics, and I'd like to share it with you now. A group has a dynamic that gets set as time goes by, but sometimes something changes and then we sit and wonder why. A member of the group departs without an explanation, despite the history of 35 years of duration. We can't expect to stay the same, for people grow apart, but it only takes one apple to upset the apple cart. I said all that to say, stop pointing fingers. Next is letting go of anger. Letting go of anger is much easier said than done. I'm not asking you to do something I haven't done myself, everybody. Anger is a normal emotion, but you can't let it fester. Research suggests that unresolved anger can lead to physical problems. According to Louise Hay, anger can manifest in the body as cancer, all from unresolved anger. Sounds simple, huh? But it's not. It's not easy to let it go. On my show, we've discussed difficult topics over the past year. The big one that comes to mind is my show on family secrets. That show focused on letting go of anger. Some have the right to be angry for a time, but no matter the offense, be it alcoholism, domestic violence, abuse, controlling parents, neglectful parents, rape, incest, let go of your anger. You're letting go for your health and for your well-being. You can still hold the offender or offenders accountable. This step often takes time and dedication to honor yourself. The step that helped me let go of anger was the realization I had to incarnate it in this lifetime with this family, with all of these issues, so that I could heal, so that they could heal, and that we could love one another. Anger and hurt are the biggest inducers of illness. Lazarus, page 115 in his book one, says, again, cancers have an origin in anger. Bulimia and most of the food disorders, such as anorexia, have a lot to do with self-hatred. They believe they don't deserve to be nurtured or to receive love. I don't deserve food is the theme of an anorexic or bulimic. That's what they think. Things like this do not resolve simply. So don't think that just because you have a little anger, you're destined to get cancer. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there are spiritual reasons for your illness, and you shouldn't emotionally blackmail yourself into thinking you're bad or wrong. I'm just saying accept responsibility for your anger and do something about it. Do something positive. That being said, caller 4 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, Mo. Tiana speaks. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Tiana?
I am doing great. Listen, this is a great topic. I agree with everything you're saying, you know, and you are giving some jewels to everyone listening on actually how to be a better person. I do believe it's good to let things go, you know, you know, because I know one person in particular, my family member, that has been holding on to things for, oh my God, over 20-something years. And if you're still holding on to it, you're still talking about it. You know,
not
just talking about it like you're trying to educate somebody on how to get over it, but if you're still complaining and you're still, that person is still has some control over your life because you're giving them some of your mental space, you know.
Right.
And me personally, like, I've been hurt by a lot of people in my life, you know what I mean? But then I had to look back, even with things happening that I felt like I didn't deserve. Like, my life is like a Lifetime movie, like, seriously. But I'm blessed to not be vengeful. I'm blessed not to be angry. You know, I felt, you know, defeated at times. Like, why? You know, when I'm trying to do everything right, why is everything wrong happening? But you know what? Honestly, a testament to somebody else who went through it and I could walk them through it, to me, that's power. You know what I mean? It was meant to be. You know what I mean? And you find out later on in life why you went through all these things. It's sometimes because you are being disobedient to God. Like, you might think you're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? But it could be something simple that you're not following when it comes to God. So you do have to, like, let that bitterness go. Like, I don't hold on to that. And but there's a downside to it. Sometimes people have done things to me. And let's say, for instance, I run into someone and I don't remember what they did. And I'm like, wow, wait a minute. And it starts clicking. Like, this is why I kicked you out of my life the first time. You know what I mean? So it does have a downside to it when you don't hold on to things and you're not bitter. But I do realize, like, when people do this, they will suck your energy dry because they will, you know, just eliminate your happiness if they can. They don't even realize they're doing it. So sometimes you just have to pray for them and be patient, you know, like for these people, because they don't know, they need healing, you know. We have to pray, because when you help and you take that stand for someone, even if it's a stranger who is being nasty in a store, I take the time and I step aside and I let them know exactly what I think, but I do it in a respectful way, because I think about the person after me, an elderly person,
right,
who's going to be coming,
right,
after me in line, that may not know how to deal with that, or somebody who is on the verge of suicide, and that could just tip them, you know, over to that particular thing. You know, you don't know. I met a lady, I kid you not, and I want to say this on air. I met a lady the other day, and she was supposed to actually tell her story yesterday on my show, but that didn't happen. But I met her, and I happened to be going into my friend's salon because I do certain favors for her, you know, and I was bringing stuff in from the store, and I hear her, like, door. She struggled with all these suitcases, you know. So I said, hey, so let me show you how you can grab these suitcases, and, you know, and I showed her how to, like, you know, maneuver it so that way she could walk up the street, because she was struggling. So I ended up getting, I said, she told me what was going on, you know, and that her person she was dealing with, you know, just a lot of drama. I said, listen, give me your number, I'm going to check on you to make sure you made it, right? Maybe a couple of days later, I hung out with her. She told me that her mother sold her for drugs and all of these different things. So she has a lot of, as a kid, I mean, like a baby. So can you imagine all of that pain you have inside of you? She just opened up, like, so much stuff, you know, that family members that did stuff to her. Like, and it's like, whoa, you know. So you don't know what somebody's going through. And so it's why these people are bitter when you go into these places. But you have to take time to realize everybody has a history. Some people are just nasty for no reason because they're just miserable. You know what I mean? That's it. But, you know, so you're doing a great job. I hope people are listening. And I want you to know that you're amazing. And congratulations on your connection record. And I want to definitely say, I have to say this, Ava Holly, happy birthday, girl. I'm on my way to see you now. Just so you know, I'm on my way. If you're listening, I know you are. So, and then my show will be, well, wait a minute, brother. Oh, you got to help me on this one, because I want to make sure I don't get this one wrong this time. But this one's not my fault. So, brother, oh, when is my next
show? Well. First of all, I want to, again, welcome Frederick Beatty to our network. It means a lot to me. Because he's a young man that's going to do great things for us at this network. And, you know, you'll be back on the that wonderful 23rd of February. But I know that Fred's going to do a great job. I just want to say to all of the hosts that are listening, let's stay in concrete, okay? And just like Tiana, I don't bite my tongue either. Let's stay in concrete.
Okay.
I welcome Fred to the network. But that means that someone had to be let go of the network. Come on, man. Let's do better. Let's do better. I welcome Fred because we move on and do business. However, let's stop the turnover. Remember now, we're here to save lives. And enough said, part one.
So
okay,
welcome, Fred. You're going to be a wonderful addition to the network. We're going to show you a lot of love and, you know, I will definitely be back on February 23rd, like I mentioned yesterday. So, you know, thank you, Mo, for taking my call. And I appreciate everything you're doing, because this is stuff that needs to be heard, because there's a lot of miserable, cantankerous people out here. So, and, like, I know how to deal with them, but not everybody does. So, you know, I congratulate you on your healing and, you know, able to see yourself. You know, you're able to see yourself. Be able to do better. So congratulations
so
on that.
Tiana.
You're
saying your name wrong.
You're
Tiana. Take care.
Yes, Tiana. All right.
A product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in, family, at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Today, we are discussing how to be a better person in 2023. And we are up to number 17, which is to educate yourself. And if you don't understand something, that someone said, take time to educate yourself on the topic. Louise Hay mentions in her book entitled You Can Heal Your Life, she says, I am in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And you have the power to heal your life, and you need to know that. We really can heal ourselves. Part of it is identifying the issues and finding out why we're angry or why we're upset or why we are the way that we are. But we can actually heal that with a little help from friends and the big guy upstairs. Okay. Number 18, having empathy for others is another one. Imagine what someone's been through. Imagining what someone has been through can give you a new perspective. Empathy is one of the first steps to being a better person because it builds your compassion. Not only does cultivating empathy help you be more sensitive towards other people, but it also helps you form lasting relationships and feel less isolated. Being empathetic helps you to gain a friend while challenging your perspective. Here are some ways you can be more empathetic. You can avoid making assumptions about people and jump to conclusions. You could imagine yourself in someone else's shoes or situation. You could also actively listen to express interest and help someone feel heard. A lot of people don't know the importance of actively listening. I learned how to do that in nursing school, and a lot of people don't know how to do that. When you're actively listening, you're reflecting back to the person what they just said. So you're going to say things to them like, so having empathy for others is a way you can give a new perspective. Or you can say things like, empathy is it helps you be a better person. You're not saying exactly the same thing, but you're referring back to what the person just said in such a way that they know that you heard them. That's actively listening. Number 19, express your feelings respectfully. Full of complex and confusing emotions, and with those emotions come conflict. You may not be able to control every situation you're in, but you can control your reactions. As adults, we should be able to have enough control over our emotions to express ourselves respectfully. Expressing your love, appreciation, and willingness to stay connected and find solutions together is essential for our willingness to hear each other out and consider requests and propose solutions to problems we're having. We have a track next by international legend, Brother O. Yeah. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have caller 5 in queue. Caller, can you tell us who you are and where you are calling from?
Hi, peace and blessings, Muncho, my sister. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness, Sister Fancy, how you doing?
My sweetheart, I'm sitting back and I'm enjoying the show. But, you know, I wanted to say that when you've been abused from a child all the way up to an adult, you are fighting to get rid of what happened to you as a child. And
that's
then
true.
As you get older, you have abuse from people as you get older. And you're carrying double baggage. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just want to say that I've overcome a lot of things that have been done to me. And
mm-hmm.
I'm still being able to be here, you know, because, you know, I was tortured for 3 years by people I didn't even know. And
right.
it was because I became a speaker, and just like many of the other hosts. And when you speak truth, it's a problem to people. And, you know, all I ever wanted to do in my life is to help other people with the words that I speak, as you are doing today.
Right.
But I do it in a different manner, and sometimes people cannot take that. But the experiences that I've had, the mistreatment has made me who I am today. And I believe, for me, in my heart, that this show, Brother O, the rest of the host, helped save my life. And I want to tell the listeners about Muncho. Muncho and two other ladies accepted me in her home, and we had a group chat. And I came away from that group chat with a profound way to try to fight the battles that I was facing. And
mm-hmm.
these women told me their story, and it helped me out a great deal. So I want to tell others out there, if you are suffering, you have people out there that will listen to you, and you can listen to their story, and you can get strength from you sharing your stories with each other. So
yes, you can.
I just want to say I love you dearly, Muncho, and great show. And I'm going to sit back and listen. My segment is The Front Porch by Sister Bessie, the truther. I call myself the troublemaker. So I will be on February the 3rd.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Sister Bessie. You're awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace.
All right. We have caller 6 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi, Mo. It's Ava. How are you? I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey,
how are you doing, girl? Thank you. Thank you so much for the birthday love, everybody. you know, I got to say, it's great. It's great listening to the show, not only for your topic, which I think is phenomenal because that's all about me. I love it. And but hearing the other hosts call in, it's so important that we get to know each other and listen to each other's shows, because there's so much out there from A to Z. So I appreciate the other hosts calling in, and I appreciate listening to the shows, you know, some of which I haven't heard yet. So I'm excited to meet our new intern and his new show. So congratulations to him. I think his name is Fred. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
yes.
And I want to congratulate you on your connection record, and I want to congratulate WBNN on their streak of Connection Records. I believe Brother O said this is the first time. So that
yeah.
is really, really exciting. So
it is.
About your topic, there's a couple things. First of all,
okay.
I always say that I love cliches. I don't know if this is actually a cliche, but I've said this to people before. You'd be a lousy doctor because you don't have any patients. So, not you. I'm just saying that. one of the other things is Jack Canfield you brought up. And it's funny that I'm listening to your show and you're talking about Jack Canfield, a man I just absolutely adore. I met him 3 times. I have a signed book by him. And I run a little mastermind series. I haven't done it in a while since, you know, the surgery and everything. But it's called the Knights of the Round Table happening. And it's limited seating. It's set up just like a round table with 13 seats. And we do a lot of talking about Jack Canfield. And you were talking about pointing fingers. So look, we have over 19 million listeners. I want everybody to take out their hands and act as if, Canfield says all the time, act as if you are pointing a finger at someone right now. Now take a look at your hand and look where your other 3 fingers are. And it is always said that when you point a finger at someone, there are 3 fingers pointing back at you. So
yeah.
that's kind of interesting that you brought that up. And the other thing about, you know, just, I mean, there's so many things I could talk about being a better person and how we learn and deal with ourselves before we can deal with other people. But I love my whole body excites me when I lift people up. And I talk a lot about lifting them up as opposed to tearing them down. And it's, you know, we're all in, not all, but many people are in a struggling place right now. So it's important that we have patience. We don't point fingers and we try to lift people up. I mean, sometimes it's just when you're in your local coffee shop, buy the table next to you their coffee, you know, I mean, and see how you feel when you do that and
right.
what kind of joy that brings. So, I mean, there's so many different levels that could be talked about on this, and I think you're bringing up a really, really important topic, especially in today's times. So thank you. I'll do a little plug. My show is February 15th, right before our intern show, and thank you so much for having me, Mo. I love chatting with you, and I know you have overcome some major obstacles to be a better person.
Oh, thank you so much, Ava. You take care and heal up, okay?
Yeah, working on it. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the love.
You're welcome. This is the product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. And we were talking tonight about how to be a better person in 2023. I brought up expressing your feelings respectfully. Expressing feelings of frustration, anger, fear, and sadness is a lot harder, and it takes a lot of consideration. If you're able to stay calm and collected while you talk about your feelings, your chances of staying on track are higher. But if you avoid blaming your partner instead of talking about what you feel, what you think, and what's important and to you and why, it's more likely that your partner will respond positively. You want them to hear what you have to say. You don't want to just go off on them. Also, effective communication involves avoid talking without allowing the other person the opportunity to speak. I don't know about you, but I have family members that will just go off, and they think that communication is one way. And they'll say, I'm going to let you talk in a second. And they just go on, and then you wait for that second, and they will stop. And they'll hang up the phone. They'll find something else to do. So always remember, communication is a two-way street. This is a very, very serious issue. Again, I've been dealing with this personally in my family and with some of my friends. We often overtalk each other. We insult each other and blame each other for our loss of self-control. So this can be very, very challenging. So we have to be mindful when we communicate to express our feelings respectfully. Number 20, be patient. Things don't always happen the way you'd like them to, and that's okay. Rather than getting upset when things don't go your way, take a deep breath and remember to have patience. It's all right if life is slower. try savoring these slower moments by noticing the little things and acknowledge the positives in the situation. For instance, if your child doesn't understand the task that you told them to perform, instead of getting frustrated, recognize that the extra time, explain the task, is giving you more quality time to bond and connect to your child. Plus, you'll probably get a hug out of the deal for being an exceptional parent. I know that from personal experience. Yes, I'm speaking about my own family again in that situation. And with my autistic niece, I get lots of hugs. 21, stop making excuses. Stop harping on past failures. Take responsibility for your mistakes, not the mistakes of other people, but for your mistakes. Learn to pick yourself up after falling down. Focus on your strengths and build on them. Identify your weaknesses and work on them, and stop comparing yourself to other people. Other people might not have the same stressors that you do. They might not have had the same walk through life as you do, but that doesn't mean you can't be successful. 22, compliment yourself. Every day, before you start your day, take a few minutes to give yourself a compliment. It could be your outfit. It could be your haircut. It could be your makeup. The song that comes to mind immediately is Good Morning Gorgeous by Mary J. Blige. She said in her interview that she's been through a lot and used to think bad thoughts about herself, and she wanted to change this. So that's just what the song is all about, self-love. So that being said, compliment yourself, and if you don't love yourself, you can't expect love from other people. So again, if you can't love yourself, you can't expect love from other people. And then 23, be helpful. Help your neighbor bring in their groceries. Give up your seat to an elderly person on a bus. Lend a helping hand whenever you can. Be helpful. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in family at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And we have a caller. Caller 7 in queue, please say your name and where you're calling from.
Mo, this is Terrence Strength calling out of Philly. How are you doing this evening?
Fine. How are you, Terrence?
I'm doing great, Mo. I'm really enjoying your show. I want to say congratulations on your connection record. It is well deserved. Also to Ava, happy birthday. You got a lot of birthdays going on this weekend, so this is good. This is an outstanding show, Brother O got 9 connection records on the road. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
No, Terrence. We have gotten 9 connection records. We're all family, so it's not just me. I appreciate that. I appreciate the comment, though.
Correction. My bad, Brother O. but I want to comment on what you're saying. I'm really enjoying your show, and these types of things, these are the type of things that I feel that we need to talk about more. To comment on what you're saying, to move in a state of acceptance and love consciously is very, very powerful. It's like taking a shower every day, because everyone has a story. You know, everyone
right.
has a story. Everyone has something that they're going through. And the issue for us, and you were talking about Lazarus and everything, the issue for us is how do we reconcile our stories? You know, if we're gonna understand the anger and rage or the disappointment or whatever it is that's going on, we have to put ourselves in a space and consciously try to learn so that we can reconcile our stories.
Yeah.
And when you begin to understand your story and you're able to reconcile, it helps to move you into a state of acceptance.
Yes, it does.
You know, you're able to accept. And consciously moving towards acceptance and love is very, very powerful. You know, it's very, very powerful. Because then you create an aura or a space around you where you impact others, and things begin to just work out. So, you know, what you're talking about tonight is very, very powerful in terms of us dealing with our stuff, because everybody has stuff. We're down here to have stuff.
Yes, that's
know?
True.
But,
we all have it.
But
all
we, right, right. But we have to consciously make a choice. Are we going to identify with our trauma the whole life, or are
right.
we going
okay.
to move beyond it and understand
yes.
that this is part of school, that we have this, and the tougher the trauma, the more evolved we are. Now, the question is, are we going to take the challenge and do what we have to do, do the real work to overcome it so that we can evolve beyond it? That's the issue. Unfortunately, many of us identify with the trauma.
Yes.
That's, and we wear it like badges of honor. So I'm
yeah.
glad you're talking about these different traits and things that are very important coming into 2023, because it is very important, because, you know, this is how we change the world. You know, we always complaining about all the stuff that's going on, everything bad in the world. Yeah, but can you impact the people around you?
Right. Can you impact your
change
family?
The world.
Yes.
Right. Can you impact your family? You know, or are you running away from your families? Have you figured out, are you able to put yourself in a space of reconciling your movie? Because if you can reconcile your movie, then you become that ripple of water that helps to change the world. So I just wanted to comment on that, Mo. Great show. You're doing a great job. You know, seeing your growth from the very beginning and me knowing you is... It's outstanding, and I'm very, very proud of you. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, thanks, Terrence. I appreciate that.
No problem.
People don't know. I was really chicken. I used to be so chicken. I used to be afraid to call into the show. And now I'm a host on the show because of Terrence. So that's why I'm laughing.
Unbelievable. And so my next show is on Valentine's Day. The Know Your Right show with Terrence Strength on Valentine's Day. So. That's it. Thanks for allowing me to give my 2 cents.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we have caller 8 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are, where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where the chicks at the counter at Popeyes, you know what I'm saying, they like to pass off their phone number on receipts while they do the... wiggle up the pants dance at the counter. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want Clef one to see their muffin tops. You hear me? What's
so
up,
funny.
Mo?
How you doing, Clef?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you're talking about these things, because somebody better remind them that we all can learn something and be a little bit better day by day. And my thing is this, we can all act like we don't know what's wrong with ourselves all we want. However, whatever it is that we don't know about ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just know this, people. If you're a liar, don't try to lie to people that day. And keep doing it day by day. If you know
right.
you're a backbiter, don't backbite nobody that day. And keep doing it. If you know you don't like people, but you talk to them anyway, and then you talk S-H-I-T about them once they walk off, don't do that, and then keep doing it day by day. You know what I'm saying? If you know
mm-hmm.
that you're a gambler, or you done, you know what I'm saying, you done stole something, you might be stealing whatchamacallits at the, while you're paying for stuff at the counter in Walmart. I don't know what you're doing, but... whatever it is that you don't know about yourselves, people, just try not to do that. Just check them off one by one. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I like to tell them. I don't know when the hell my damn show is. I think it's the 22nd coming up next month. But I'm taking a wild guess on that one. But that's all I wanted to let them know, Mo, because, like I said, whatever it is that we don't know about ourselves that we could be doing better, just try not to do what you know that you do on a day by day that you know it ain't right.
Right.
I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you might got to try to bail your nephew out for shooting at people on a 23 bus on Germantown Avenue. Who knows? Check your satellites.
Clev, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Moving forward into our topic and to finalize our program tonight on how to be a better person in 2023, here are a few questions that you can ask yourselves and chew on that can help you shape your lives. Number one, what am I most happy about in my life right now? Are you nurturing yourself? Do you have meaningful relationships? And are you making new friends? Do you have to seek the approval of others? Number two, what are you most excited about in your life right now? Do you have personal business prospects and development? Do you have excitement about learning something new? Do you have excitement about a space, being in a space to have healthy new relationships? And what are you most grateful about in your life right now, besides your health? Is it your friends? Is it your family? What is it? Is it humor? Just something to chew on. Now we go to Ngozi time.
So, girl, in the fast lane, no time for love, no time for hate, no drama, no time for games. So, girl, whose soul I come home on my own, check my phone, nothing to
my commissioner with a dozy time. We had to make a move, of course, with our network because of the situation I already talked about. And, of course, Tiana Speaks will be moving into the Power You Week. She'll be on Friday, February 10th. And what we're going to do on the 23rd, we're going to make that Beverly Nation Classic night. Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of our hosts really want to hear that. And I'm real proud of that because you get a chance to hear the history of our network down through the years, countless of archives we can choose. And also next month is so important because we get a chance to celebrate Antonia Bass and her 10th year with the network. The only original charter member left out of those folk from 2013, and she does yeoman's work for us, and I'm so proud of Antonia. And she's been going through a lot, and she supports. So that's what I love about her. You know, she's had a problem with her throat, and she still came on and did an outstanding job with a championship of her own. And I'm very proud of Antonia. I love you very much. Now in goes your time. All right, Commissioner, you ready?
Uh-oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, Commissioner. Got you.
All right, awesome. Mo, that was a wonderful program tonight. I really enjoyed what I heard, and I hate that I missed the majority because of where I was and what I was doing facilitating then. But I am so proud of you, Mo, and all that you're doing, the WBNN, and have your all-time connection tonight with a one thing, which is so awesome because your connection record tonight, Mo, which was your sixth all-time connection record here at WBNN with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, and that makes it so significant because this is the first time in O&E Dynasty history that we celebrate nine linear consecutive all-time connection records tonight. So nine in a row that we've celebrated between last week and this week. It's so awesome. And also, this week, I believe that gave us like a clean sweep of all-time connection records this week from Sunday to Friday. So that is so awesome. Congratulations, WBNN host, and what we've done this week. Also, here at WBNN, our host, we support tonight and its importance, and we're congratulating Frederick Beatty on his new internship, and that is so awesome for Frederick Beatty. So everybody, I believe he is an author and all, and so he's going to be a wonderful asset to WBNN as well. And so we are so excited. This is the last Friday in the month of January. So the next Friday will be February, everybody, and we'll be into a whole new month next Wednesday, which is February 1st. And we just thank all the listeners that listened this week. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and at Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. LeJay, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, stay tuned to News Forum this Sunday night by 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. Oh, wow, that's me. This Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And we're going to be featuring Caroline Turner talking about her campaign because she's running for judge in the city of Philadelphia, and we definitely need a judge like her in the Court of Common Pleas. And we're going to have some other candidates on as well that are ones that are hearing the issues that are going on in the black community, and they are for us. So we do have some white ones, and guess what? We have some black ones too, everybody. So we want to definitely tune into that because the primaries are coming up. They're coming up soon, and we have to get out and vote and utilize our vote. And now back to Mo Garman and Breaking the Cycle.
I just want everyone to not forget to surprise someone and do something nice for them. Treat them to dinner. Give them an unexpected gift. Take them a night to a night concert or offer to help whenever you think that they need a hand. These are just my tips as we start off 2023. And remember, we're all spiritual beings having this human experience as souls on this plane. The healing is necessary. Good night, everybody.